Hello, and welcome back to the Stay Safe podcast, the Toolbox Talk series. I'm Liam Scott, and today we're focusing on a core requirement in every laboratory in the UK, emergency preparedness. Emergency preparedness is not about reacting when something goes wrong. It's about ensuring that when controls fail, and they occasionally do, the response is immediate, effective, and controlled. Under COSH, employers must put arrangements in place to deal with accidents, incidents, and emergencies involving hazardous substances. That duty is supported by HSE guidance across laboratory, chemical, and workplace safety requirements. Emergency equipment access is critical. In any chemical exposure incident, time is a controlling factor. If corrosive, toxic, or irritant substances contact the skin or eyes, the speed of decontamination directly affects the severity of the injury. For that reason, safety showers, eyewash stations, or other chemical treatment solutions must be clearly signposted, immediately accessible, free from obstructions, and located within approximately 10 seconds travel of high-risk areas. This requirement is reflected in HSE guidance and industry standards for laboratory design and layout. Any obstruction, bins, trolleys, boxes, equipment or stored materials, compromise access and delay treatment. This is not an inconvenience, it is a failure of control. Emergency routes and access points must remain clear at all times. Safety showers and eyewash stations, fit for purpose. Safety showers and eyewash stations are designed to deliver large volumes of water quickly and continuously. Their function is to dilute hazardous substances, remove contaminants from the skin and eyes, reduce the severity of chemical injury. To achieve this, they must be fully operational, correctly located, known to all laboratory users. In an emergency, the injured person may be unable to see clearly or may be in pain. Equipment must therefore be easy to activate and positioned predictably. Emergency equipment that cannot be used immediately does not provide the required protection. Inspection, testing, and maintenance. Emergency equipment must be maintained in an effective state. COSH requires that control measures are maintained, examined, and tested at suitable intervals. This applies equally to emergency equipment. Routine checks should include flushing of safety showers and eyewash units to prevent stagnant water and bacterial growth, confirming adequate flow rate and pressure, checking that activation mechanisms operate correctly, inspecting spill kits to confirm contents are complete and suitable, replacing expired absorbents, filters, or neutralizing agents, ensuring fire extinguishers are serviced and accessible. Those checks must be recorded and documented. If a safety shower fails to activate or an eyewash delivers insufficient flow, the outcome of exposure incidents may be significantly worse. Maintenance is a safety critical activity.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
Spill kits, suitability and familiarity. Spill kits are an essential part of emergency preparedness, but they are not interchangeable. Each type of spill kit is designed for specific hazards, such as corrosive chemicals, flammable solvents, biological materials, oils, and mercury. COSH requires that emergency arrangements are appropriate to the substances present. Laboratory users must understand which spill kit is suitable for which substance, how to use absorbents, neutralizers, and PPE correctly, how to protect themselves during response, and how contaminated waste is packaged and disposed of. The first decision in any spill response is a safety decision. Is it safe to deal with this spill locally? If the answer is no, the correct action is to isolate the area, evacuate if required, and raise the alarm. Emergency drills and training. Emergency response relies on familiarity and repetition. HSE guidance consistently recognises that people respond in line with their training. In lab emergencies, delay and confusion increase exposure and injury. Emergency drills help us to reinforce the location of safety equipment, practice rapid access routes, confirm alarm activation procedures, clarify individual roles and responsibilities, and identify weaknesses in our emergency arrangements. Drills should be proportionate to the risk and relevant to the hazards present. Practice responses reduce hesitation. Reduced hesitation reduces harm. Local emergency procedures. Emergency preparedness must be tailored to the specific lab environment. Each lab has different substances, different layouts, different ventilation systems, and different staffing levels. Emergency arrangements must reflect these conditions. Every lab user should know how to raise the alarm, who the designated responders are, where safety showers, eyewash, and treatment equipment is located, where spill kits are stored, what PPE is required for spill response, when evacuation is required instead of intervention, where assembly points are located. Emergency information should be clear, accessible, and reinforced through training and signage. Emergency preparedness as a COSH requirement. Emergency preparedness is not optional. The COSH regs require that foreseeable emergencies are identified, appropriate equipment is provided, procedures are established, staff are trained in their use. Emergency preparedness supports the final stage of risk control, limiting harm when prevention measures have failed. It is a core component of a compliant laboratory safety system. Final thoughts. Emergency preparedness is a control measure designed for rare but serious events. When incidents occur, spills, splashes, exposure, or equipment failures, the outcome depends on the speed of the response, accessibility of equipment, the condition of the safety systems, clarity of procedures, and confidence of those involved. Knowing where emergency equipment is, keeping access clear, maintaining it properly, and practicing response procedures are all practical actions that prevent serious injury. Preparedness is systematic, it is planned, and it is essential to safe laboratory operation. That's it for today's episode of the Stay Safe podcast. Next time we will be focusing on engineering controls, the systems that protect laboratory users every day, including fume cupboards, LEV, safety interlocks, and respiratory protection. Until then, thanks for listening. Stay safe.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software, SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.